It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening to the Christina LaFrance Show. I didn't say live because this is not a live show. This is pre-recorded yesterday. It'll be, it's Monday for you guys, but it's Sunday afternoon for me here in New York. And I have some appointments, a lot of appointments tomorrow that I need to take care of. So that's why I'm pre-recording. Happy Monday to all of you. I hope that everybody is faring well during this holiday season. It's hard to believe that we are a week away from Christmas Day. And by the grace of God, I am finished with my Christmas shopping. I just need a couple of little things here and there. I've managed to jump online in between the madness and just order things. Macy's had some really good gifts this year. So I ordered a lot from Macy's. But and Amazon, you know, it's, I don't know, Christmas shopping's so easy these days. You could just, you know, if you don't want to be bothered with stores, right? The sign of the times for sure. So I remember thinking back to last Christmas, I remember thinking, oh, I'm so glad there's no retrograde going on during Christmas. There was one the year before, but it feels like it gets us every other year. Retrogrades during the holiday season are never fun because the energy is already so intense. Do we really need a retrograde on top of it and a new moon? And I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. I'm sure you just came off of Mark Husson's show and he gave you an astrological energetic update as to what's going on and a guide for the week, as he always does. I'm definitely going to have to listen back because it's very helpful, you know, and to look at the power peak too, because there's such valuable, amazing information for your week ahead that C.A. Brooks always turns out every week. It's really informative, and I love reading it. It's always great. So, you know, definitely check that out. But I was sitting here contemplating, you know, what I would talk about today. And what really kept coming through my mind when I was about to record the show was that this retrograde in the sign of Capricorn, and it's going to, it stationed retrograde in the sign of Capricorn, but it's going to move into Sagittarius. So it, you know, it's got lessons that are involved with the archetype of Capricorn and also the Sagittarius archetype. So you could kind of look that up to see where that fits into your life. And especially if you are, you know, if you have any of your top three or major placements in Sagittarius or Capricorn, you want to, you know, you want to pay particular attention to this retrograde. I think everybody should pay attention to it because we are all learning and upgrading in some way, shape, or form via this retrograde, whether or not you have, you know, your rising moon or sun in Sagittarius or Capricorn. I'm sure there's other placements that are just as important, you know, where your communication planet is located, all that stuff, you know. But I mean, the retrograde is for all of us, but especially if, you know, you have a lot of, you know, if you have Sag and Capricorn in your, you know, your top three. But the theme that's coming up for me thus far in this retrograde, I mean, we're not even in it a week, but if you count the shadow phase prior to the retrograde, which was extremely strong this time around, the shadow phase, you know, the couple of weeks that are leading up to the retrograde are usually you know, there's information that comes through and you actually feel it. But this time around, I almost felt like I got a little bit of relief when Mercury actually started to station retrograde because the shadow part of it, whatever else was going on astrologically for me, it really was a difficult time those 2 weeks. But anyway, I'm still moving through it and learning a lot, but the themes that are coming up for me and what I'm seeing from all of you and you know, we speak, we talk, people in my life, my family, especially myself, is that there's this energy that's kind of moving in, which is, you know, based on the theme of the show and what we're going to talk about, is that like, it's not secrets. We were aware that we were still holding on to something, but it became so ingrained in our everyday existence. I want to say over the past 5 to 10 years for a lot of us that we had forgotten that we shouldn't be doing that said thing. Or it served us in a way that, you know, was fine for a little while, but we've kind of outgrown it. So it's like this pattern, you know, that we're engaged in, whether it's, you know, a certain way of relating to other people or, you know, I know it has a lot to do with the Capricorn archetype of, I don't know, congruency comes to mind. You know, it's like a lot of us are going to be looking at, are we congruent human beings? I know I've been looking at that a lot in my life and really looking at my finances and where my money's going and, you know, what I'm doing with it. You know, am I being congruent in the way that I'm living? And I had to kind of really pause for a little bit and put a lot of things on hold and realize that I had been slipping back into some bad habits that I've been trying to come out from underneath for a while. And I had a grip on them, but I started sliding backwards, right? And, you know, so I had to kind of take a look at, you know, my finances and, you know, things like that. And even like, you know, my health and, you know, taking, you know, care of myself and just kind of like watching things slide and saying, all right, you know, it isn't a mudslide yet. It's not a shit show yet. It's not a total fucking shit show. So let's grab a hold of this, right? So there's that, but it's also like, oh, wait a minute. Here's what is at the root of this. Like I dug up some buried treasure. Like, wow. I'm still participating in this, right? I'm still, and then you fill in the blank, you know, because for some of you, it could be, I'm still at a job that I hate and I feel like I'm selling my soul for, right? It's not in my integrity. I don't like it. It's, you know, whatever. You got to fill in the blank. I'm still in this relationship that, you know, is not healthy for me. We, you know, we both know it's not healthy for us, but we don't let go because of the excuse of finances or, you know, and that could be a very, you know, prevalent excuse right now. You know, it held water for me for many years. I'm not saying that that's not real because it is. It's definitely real. I was involved in it, right? We're solely in something just for the money. And it's like a lot of those things, you know, safety and security are coming up. And it's like, you know, I really want to manifest this different life and have control over my own finances and be financially free. And I, you know, I, all these things that I, you know, I put all these affirmations out there. I put up these memes on Facebook and blah, 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 you know, but getting closer to developing that in my life is going to require, you know, for me to not only have a different mindset, but to actually take it to the streets and move differently in the world. So I can't sit here, you know, expecting to develop this new way of living and making money in the world when I am still deeply connected to this said thing that is draining the life and the, you know, it's just draining the whole of my life out of me, right? That's why, like, when people say to me, how do you start, let's start from the ground up in changing, I want to change my finances. People come to me with that all the time, right? And they want to jump to that wishful thinking part of it, which is definitely part of it. Fake it till you make it type of thing. Or just having that undying knowing that it's yours, right? And then just kind of letting it go and giving it, let the universe take it over. Well, those are all intricate parts of manifesting. Visualization is too, right? Feeling and visualizing yourself in a said situation that makes you feel prosperous. It's all part of it. But prior to being, everybody wants to skip to that part. And everybody thinks that's what you're supposed to do, but it's absolutely not. Affirmations, all of that, it's all an intricate part of, you know, watching where your vibe goes, all that stuff, you know, keeping yourself congruent in your vibration, right? Not having thoughts of lack or speaking of, you know, lack things. Those are all intricate parts of this formula for prosperity. But it begins completely somewhere else. Because in order for you to maintain all of that, you're going to have to clean it up. And that's shadow work, right? If you ever listen to Esther Hicks and, you know, she channels, she always says you have to clean it up first. And that's what that means. That's the shadow work. Because if you don't clear up and clean up, now, what does that mean? It means, does it mean, you know, oh, I got to go back into childhood. I got to unbury all this shit. I got to see how my, you know, my parents handled money, what they said about money. Yeah, I mean, you take a dip in that pool, right? You're not there to torture yourself. You're not there to blame your parents. Get over it. They did the best they could. Move on. You're an adult. The thing is this. It's not, that's not what shadow work really is. It's part of it. But it really is just examining the patterns, naming them and saying, all right, I can see that. I understand that, you know? And now I have to make a conscious effort to change the way that I feel about that stuff, right? And segment by segment, as the stuff drips into my mind and my mind tries to take me hostage and torture me and tell me I have no money and I'm doing wishful thinking and none of this crap is going to work. That's taking it to the streets. That's when you're actually starting to change on a daily basis where you change your thoughts. And that's just a smart, small part of it too, right? You go back, you look at what the pattern is, you watch your thoughts, you stop those invasive, horrible, torturous thoughts from coming into your head, you replace it with something else. These are all intricate parts of manifestation, right? The shadow work, cleaning it up. That's how you clean it up. You realize that it's not your, it's not in your best interest moving forward for prosperity to have those kind of beliefs, and you clean them up segment by segment. But in order to be able to do all these things that I've talked about, you really have to move into a space where you actually get congruent with your money. You can't have bill collectors calling your house and asking for money like the mob, and you feel good about prosperity and you feel good about your money, it's not going to happen. So if you gotten to the point where money has gone to collections, that's how bad your prosperity is, call up these agencies and start making a plan moving forward. Don't run from that. Running from that is not going to bring you prosperity. Make a plan to pay it back. Make a plan to go bankrupt, whatever the hell you got to do. I don't know. Bankruptcy might make you feel really shitty. It might make you feel really relieved. I don't know. Depends, right? But you have to make a plan. You can't just let this shit pile up. Congruency is at the root of manifestation. You've got to clean up your money. Not only your money story, I mean, that's a part of it. But it's really, you just have to clean up your money, like common sense. Like, make a plan to pay it back. Call them up and say, listen, I could afford this every month. You know, you could take it out of my bank account. I could afford this every month. You know, whatever it is, if you owe somebody money and it's really bothering you, start paying on that debt. Even if it's just a small amount of money that you are paying back towards that debt, that's going to make you feel congruent, right? You're going to pay that money every month or make a plan to pay it back every week. Throw you a little bit of money here, there. Whatever makes you feel better, do it. You know? Stop. I don't know. I know people that still rely on their parents for money. There's no shame in that game. I did that for a long My parents helped me out for a long time, right? It may have been years, obviously. But my point is that might be bothering you, right? That you've got that cushion to fall back on. And it's like, I'm constantly trying to not rely on them for anything. But then they give so freely that, you know, I'm running back whenever I'm in trouble. You know? I remember, you know, when I used to be married and when we were first married, you know, we would, you know, if we ran into trouble, we would, you know, get help from my parents or his parents. And it was, you know, it's no big deal. I mean, we had really small kids and mortgage and, you know, sometimes things get scary, right? You need help from your family. And I just remember I was in like my late 30s when this happened, mid-30s, maybe mid-30s. I just remember thinking I would never ask his parents or my parents for money ever again. And it wasn't like a, like, oh, I hate them. I don't want their help. No, of course not. We loved our parents. It just was this place that we moved into, you know, like, I'm glad I would never do that again. I just wouldn't. Like, you just get to that point where you feel congruent within your own self and be able to rely on yourself. And no matter what, you know, you just become an adult in that way. You grow up around that, right? I mean, it, you know, we were in our mid-30s. We, you know, we were not children, right? It took us some time, you know, so don't get heavy on yourself. But, you know, I think that's for a lot of us. You know, what crutch do you have? I definitely had a crutch. I had a crutch that I damn well knew that I had, but I buried it so good right out in plain sight. Yeah, I did. And listen, it suited me for a while, but I know it's something I have to let go of in the form of a crutch moving forward in this next leg of my journey concerning my prosperity. You know, there's not one human being on this earth that is not struggling with being able to take care of themselves in this world. It's a very difficult thing. It's not easy. It's just not easy. It's survival is a, that's in the forefront for all of us. You know, I mean, I don't know, you know, what we were thinking before we came here, right? Let's go to this earth plane that's like, you know, has duality. Right. Let's go to this earth plane where we have to like totally survive ourselves, you know, on this. It's not an easy life here, right? I think we're all excited to come and live this life in human form. You know, I think that when, you know, we were offered the opportunity, it was like, wow, that's a once in, you know, maybe not, but not a once in a lifetime, but that sounds like an amazing opportunity. Little did we know that, you know, it's not an easy life. But once I think where a lot of us are moving into, I know that I'm moving into, you know, as we ascend into this new earth that they talk about out there, I'll say more on that later on, but it's not as difficult as the egoic mind would really like you to believe that it is. And I think that when we really start to master the formula of aligning to what it is that we want and need and crave in this world, once we start to master that, we start to realize that, oh my God, it really wasn't that hard. But, you know, it was perceived that way on this, you know, planet of duality that we live on. So that's kind of like what the new earth is, you know, bringing us to via a broader understanding of, you know, where it is that we're going. It's interesting because you've had like these teachers and you've had me say it, like, I don't think that we came to this earth plane to be in this 9-to-5 grind, you know, of working away like 75%, 80% of our lives, you know, and then retire at an older age where our bodies are sick because we've had so much stress. That's the 3D reality of the earth. I think that that's the difference between the 3D reality and the 5D that we're entering into via the new earth. There's, you know, and like I said, I will definitely talk about that a little bit more in the second half of the show. But yeah, I think that we're all starting to transform into this new reality that we're starting to understand that it's not so far-fetched for us to create via the energy field, the etheric field around us, then rather than creating it in the 3D world where it takes a lot of effort and years of, it's like walking through Jell-O to create in, you know, your just typical regular 3D life, you know. I think that that's what we're meant to walk into at this part of our lives for sure. And it's a reality that is becoming a lot realer for most of us. And I've seen it a lot in my life as well. You know, it's just not this lip service of these spiritual teachers saying that, you know, you don't have to, you know, work 60 hours a week and in that grind and be miserable to, you know, bring money into your life, that there is a better way, you know. And there always has been. Getting there has been the, you know, the golden goose egg. How the hell do you get there, right? And it's always going to remain a vibratory issue, but getting to that vibratory place where we can take our seat at the table and be in the receiving end of bringing in what we want, it's going to require all those things we previously spoke about. We're not getting away with that part of it. You know, we're still going to have to clean up the past and actually become congruent human beings, you know. So in the second half, we're going to talk about the new earth and how that plays into our manifestations, but we're also going to be talking about how becoming congruent in your everyday life is the answer to your prayers and your manifestations. You're listening to 1-2 Radio, where we definitely change the way that you listen to the world. And I am your host, Christina LaFrance, and we're coming up on our music break. And I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You are listening to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are definitely changing the way you think about the world. Welcome back, everyone. We are discussing In the second half, we're going to be discussing how congruency in your life is really the underbelly and the key to your manifestations. So, congruency. What do I mean by congruency? Congruency is becoming congruent in your life. It means getting your ducks in a row, right? Moving into a space where you create some discipline in your life, you know? Sorry, I'm taking a sip. Excuse me. Of coffee. So becoming congruent and bringing some discipline into your life. Why would that be important in your manifestations? Well, I think that a lot of our manifestations all root or get screwed up or sidetracked or not brought into fruition because of our lack of focus or our lack of being able to stay congruent or stay disciplined in a certain, because when we want to manifest something, we have to kind of, we have to stay congruent in our number one, the number one thing, right, is to keep our vibration in a certain place, right? So in order for you to keep your vibration congruent and in a high place, you would have to be disciplined to do that, right? So let's put it this way. This is a perfect example. So you're trying to keep your vibratory rate in a place where you're a magnet for money to reach you, for more money. But you can't. You just can't. You're constantly, your brain keeps going back to negativity. It's, you know, you're falling short. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're sidetracked. You forget about it. You let your brain take over and bring you to very negative places. You jump on the phone and start gossiping. You're just a shit show. Been there, done that. Right? All of us. That's why congruency is such an important part and plays such an important part in our manifestations. Because unless you get congruent in your practice for holding your frequency in a certain spot, you know, which is going to include, no, I'm not going to get on the phone and gossip with my friends. I'm not going to get on the phone and gossip with my family members. Gossip is a very low vibrating frequency, which will not fruit me manifestations other than more bullshit, right? I've got to become congruent and not do that anymore. I've got to not go off to a place in my mind that is incongruent with what I'm bringing into, what I want to bring into the world, i.e. an example, meaning I can't go off into a place where I'm imagining all these scenarios in my head of people betraying me and not treating me well, or going over the, you know, the four things that someone said to me yesterday that really made me feel bad about myself, right? I can't go off into victim land because there's a current program running in my psyche for being a victim. And, you know, if I'm being honest, I kind of like it, right? These are the things we have to watch out for. This is where congruency comes in. This is where discipline and congruency come in, right? And this is the reason why I say that congruency is the key to your manifestations. Because without that whole underbelly not being put in place, all these things that manifesting coaches or spiritual teachers teach you about, visualization and keeping your vibe in the right place and, you know, all these different manifesting tools, they're not worth shit without congruency. They're just not. They're not worth shit. And the thing is that discipline and the repetition of something on a daily basis, you know, you've heard me say this before. I've done shows based on this, that what you do on a daily basis is manifesting your future. What you do on a daily basis is manifesting your future. It is. Right? So congruency is definitely the foundation. It's the soil when you're planting that seed. It's everything. We can't move forward. It's interesting because it's like, all right, I've done this myself, you know, where I've gotten sick and, you know, I'm going to heal myself, right? You know, and it takes a huge amount of focus to be in a congruent state of healing. It takes a tremendous amount of stability within your own body and discipline and focus to actually be able to heal an illness in your body. It takes a tremendous amount of not only strength, but discipline. It takes a tremendous amount, which most of us don't have, to stay focused in a state of, you know, pure bliss or the complete belief in our healing. You know, and I'm not talking about this bullshit denial belief that, you know, oh, you know, so it is, I said it, it's going to be. None of that bullshit. I'm talking about a complete, focused, grace-filled vibratory rate that's actually going to line you up to a healing. It's rare because most of us don't have that kind of focus or discipline. That's why a lot of us fail in our manifestations, because we might go strong for a little while, but we're not really developing a life or habits, congruency, where it sticks, right? A lot of us, including myself, will be drawn and pulled back into old shitty behaviors over and over again because we didn't develop the stamina of our souls. That's where we're all missing out. That's where we're all kind of missing the boat on manifestations. Because we're not developing a soul with stamina. That's why congruency, being a congruent human being and having the same habits over and over again, keeping yourself in good hygienic shape spiritually and taking care of our bodies and participating in things on a daily basis that make us feel good about who we are and what we're accomplishing, right? Making us feel good, making choices. You know, I'm not saying that indulgence isn't part of it. Obviously it is, right? But on a daily basis, it's like I had to look at my life and say, like, is this in line with being able to maintain a frequency that I'm going to allow? Like, why isn't this coming in? Like, I've done so much work on it. Why isn't this coming in? And then boop, you know, you ask, you shall receive. The universe showed it to me. It's because you're still doing this, Christina. So that's where, like, in this retrograde, there's going to be these aha moments of, you know, what am I holding on to that I really slathered a lot of, you know, bullshit over and fluff and candy coated that it wouldn't even, and hid it out in plain sight, you know, made it all right with, you know, everyone. You know, what have I, you know, what said thing do I have to now look at and say, I can't do that anymore. That doesn't align to my prosperity. I have to trust that if I let this go, the universe is going to show me the way. And it might be a little painful because in my situation of me letting this go, the universe is showing me the way, but it's not like they put a fucking unicorn in my living room, you know, with cash coming out of its ass, right? And it's nothing, you know, that'd be cool, right? No, absolutely not. You know, I'm definitely feeling the burn of the newfound place that I'm emerging into. I'm feeling the burn. And I'm having to make some changes in my life that are uncomfortable. And having to face the fear of why I held on to that said thing. But I know that if I want to raise my vibratory rate and I know that I want to move into this new earth and move forward and let go of other things that, because you know what's interesting is, I'm going to say this is a little big truth bomb coming, everybody get ready. There are certain things in our lives that we're participating in that don't make us feel so great. Like, you know, we're in a, you know, a job that's, you know, killing us slowly. We're in a shitty relationship because of finances or whatever it is that's sucking your fucking soul at this moment and preventing you from creating a life that you want. We're all doing that in one way, shape, or form, right? At some, you know, some moments in our lives. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret about addiction. That addiction is, it's a sum total of that. So in other words, for you to stay in that relationship, whether it's with your boss, your whatever shitty situation that you have in your life or your mind that you know you got to let go, that's no longer serving you anymore, whether it's attitudes or whatever it is, fantasy thinking, who the hell knows what it is? It's yours. If you have an addiction in your life, most of us do, you know, and I'm not saying like great, big, huge, like you're, you know, on heroin or something. I mean, maybe you are, I don't know. But my point is that, you know, eating addictions, overeating, overspending, over shopping, overcompensating, over nicing, all these things, these addictions that we have are all rooted to those things that we're doing that we don't want to do because we have to have some way to put up with ourselves. Right? That's the truth bomb. You know? If you can't figure it out, like, why can't I stop doing this? You know, why do I always go back to, you know, overeating or gaining weight or smoking or drinking too much or popping too many pain pills or, you know, gossip or, you know, I don't know, pick your poison. Now, those things are always closely correlated. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're always linked to each other. Yeah, for sure. So, you know, like, retrograde fashion, you know, it's, retrogrades are always brought to us to, you know, make us aware of patterns and, you know, our participation in certain situations, how they're just no longer serving us anymore. And the retrograde, I mean, and believe me, there are so many other things to take into consideration that are happening astrologically. You know, they all build upon each other, right? But these planetary things happen in the outside world, they happen inside of us as well for expansion. They happen in the outside world to expand the planet, but they happen inside of us to expand the planet as well. That's why we're here, right? Everything integrates into each other. But these retrogrades are useful and so helpful because they really shine a light on things that, I mean, it's funny because what is showing up for me, and I'm sure it's going to get so much bigger because it hasn't even fell back into Sagittarius shit. It's, I mean, it's only the first week, the first 5 days, as of now, but 4 days. But, you know, the thing is that it's like, for me, it's like this thing was hidden in plain sight, and I just got so used to using it as a crutch, and that it was just so accepted in the world to use as a crutch, that I kind of forgot that I was there. And this retrograde just kind of came up to shake me up and throw this person back in my face and say, this is the price you have to pay for this. Do you want to keep paying the toll here? And I thought to myself, fuck no, I'm not paying this toll again. I'm just not. Can't do it. You know, I just can't do it. And is it scary? Yeah, of course it's scary. Things definitely always, you know, move into a space that will eventually work out, right? It was, you know, and a lot of people are like, how do I know? How do I know? Like, how do I know which way to go or what to follow? Or, you know, should I sell my house? Should I not sell my house? Should I move here? Should I, you know, do this? Should I do that? You know, I did a video on this the other day, you know, about intuition, and, you know, there are various different types of intuition. Intuition is not just one definition. You know, there's survival intuition, there's, you know, great big huge intuition, and there's, you know, gut feelings, and there's all different types of intuition. But, you know, we all want the million-dollar question answered, like, how do I know I'm doing the right thing? You know, how do I know it's my intuitive voice that is telling me to go ahead and, you know, leave this job or this relationship or sell this house or, you know. And I say, you know, a lot of the time when we're getting intuitive direction that is actually real, it scares us. You're going to be afraid of your intuition because it's going to be asking you to step outside your comfort zone, usually in a big way. Sometimes it's small ways, right? Right? Like, you know, I've been talking about intuition a lot lately in terms of like prosperity and manifestation, because our intuition is so big in that, right? And it's like, you know, I tried to explain to people like the other day, like your intuition is like this small voice that will reach up to you and say, make your bed, clean your room, wash your dishes, you know, sweep the porch out front, give some clothes to charity. And people are like, what? Like, how is that your intuition? That's your intuition leading you towards congruency in your life. This entire show was based on that. Why would your intuition want to lead you to congruency? Because being a congruent human being and having a clean house and clean dishes and organization clears your head for you be able to listen to your higher intuition, more intuition. But it also is great for your vibratory rate. Who doesn't feel good when they have clean, organized surroundings around them, right? And the key to manifestations is congruency and living a life that is disciplined, right? Because without discipline and the repetition of an action over and over, you're not going to bring into your life what you want, right? How do you learn how to read? How did you learn how to write? All with repetition, practice. And, you know, anything like people say, like you'll, you know, run across some kind of skin product that, you know, people have all this amazing feedback for, and then you have these people who say, oh, that didn't work for me. It didn't work because you didn't use it consistently, right? Most of these things work. You just have to be consistent with them. Same thing with exercise. Oh, I hate to exercise, right? then you know that that person's not congruent in their exercise. Because if they exercised on a congruent schedule and they kept up that repetition and that rate, they would feel good about exercise because they'd be looking in the mirror going, wow, look what I accomplished. And who's going to look in a mirror and be buff and cut and thin and have sexy, strong body and hate on exercise? Who's going to say, oh, I hate what exercise does for me? When people are hating on exercise, it's just because they haven't tapped into the potential of what it actually can do for you if you congruently and consistently keep up with it, right? That you're stuck in that, you know, that whole ideal of things. A lot of, you know, listen, intuition can be small. It's moving you into a place of congruency so you can change your attitude and get into a better vibration, have a better atmosphere so you're in a better vibration, but also consistency and doing things on a daily basis and being a congruent human being will assist you into getting what you want in this life, right? If you're consistently on a daily basis, over and over the same action, right, of meditation and taking care of yourself and walking and yoga and, you know, watching your vibratory rate and not gossiping and, you know, participating in all these lovely things, what's it going to fruit for you at the end of the day? It's going to align you to what you want, right? How do you know your intuitive voice is talking to you? You know, when it's, you know, as far as like, should I do this? It's usually going to be scary for you. Your intuition usually scares you. Brings you out of your comfort zone, like I said before. And if it doesn't scare you, it's usually because it's fantasy and it's bullshit. You know, because your wounded ego will keep you on replay of bullshit, right? It'll give you this, you know, hit in your head of, oh, I'm going to all of a sudden do this. And these great big huge things are going to happen for me. It's like, it's enough mental gymnastics to get you by for a little while. Fantasy doesn't scare you. So the difference between your intuition and fantasy is your real intuition is going to take you out of your comfort zone and scare you, make you uncomfortable. And fantasy is fantasy. Fantasy doesn't scare us. That's how you know the difference between you bullshitting yourself and calling it intuition or actual real intuition. That's how you know the difference. Because fantasy is, you know, just bullshit mental gymnastics, you know. You see it all the time. People get on the internet. They make these, you know, grander gestures of, you know, what they're going to do. And, you know, it never comes to fruition, right? Yeah. Your real intuition is going to scare you. For sure. Okay, we got about a minute left, and I just wanted to take this minute to thank everybody for joining me today, and I hope that all of you have an amazing week ahead, and I think that's it. I don't think that, because next Monday will be Christmas Day, so I will not be live. There'll be either another recorded show or a rerun. But I'm hoping that me and Oliver are going to participate in the upcoming show where we put a little snippet in there of some predictions. I'd love to do some predictions with Oliver. I think we did them last year. So hopefully we're going to be doing that. And I think we're off for 2 weeks. So I hope you guys have like the most amazing holiday and start getting congruent in your daily activities. Have a great week, everybody. Take care. You've been listening to One True Radio. Take care.